Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, I met a friend for coffee the other day, and like she was really nervous to talk to me. She was shaking. She didn't know what to say. So I was like, what the hell is going on with you? And she was like, well, I have to tell you that I saw Todd, who's my boyfriend, at the bar with some woman with his arm around some hoe and talking really close to her. And she said they even left together. She tried to follow him, but they got into a cab.
Right.
And left together.
That's a good friend. Like, she was willing to follow her for you.
Yeah. Magnum PI on the case there.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, she's a really good friend of mine. But, I don't know if it's true. And if it is true, then I don't know what I'm going to do.
All right. Well, you understand how this works. We will keep you on the line. Be very quiet. Kennedy will pretend to work for his cell phone company. Going to offer up a dozen long-stemmed romantic red roses. And we'll see who Todd sends them to. Kennedy will use the name Shelley. You ready, Kennedy?
I'm ready.
Shelley, sorry.
I'm ready.
All right.
Get something character now. Shh.
Hello?
Hi, may I please speak with Todd?
This is Todd.
Hi, Todd. My name is Shelley. I'm calling from your wireless provider. How are you today?
Oh, good.
Just want to preface this by saying I'm not calling from our billing department. I'm not trying to get you to change plans or anything like that. I'm actually calling from our customer service department, and I wanted to thank you for being such a loyal customer with us by offering you a dozen long-stemmed red roses that we'll send anywhere in the continental United States today free of charge. How does that sound?
Oh, wow. Flowers would be great.
Okay. Is there someone you'd like to send them to?
I do have somebody in mind, but I have a temporary address. So she'll only be there for a couple of months.
Oh, that's not a problem. They should be delivered to you within like 3 business days. So.
Oh, great.
Okay, cool. Who would you like to send the flowers to?
Can you send them to Tammy?
Tammy? Who the hell is Tammy? Are you cheating on me?
Okay.
Wait, what is this? What's going on?
Chrissy, seriously. I asked you to wait. Just
be quiet.
A minute. Todd, this is Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. This is something we call War of the Roses. And obviously that was Chrissy. Who's Tammy?
Yeah, who is Tammy? Is she the from the club? The one that was hanging all over you at the bar? Is that who she is?
Whoa, hold on a second. I barely, what are you talking about?
Listen to me, okay? Stop playing stupid, because Shauna saw you out last weekend with some bitch. Who is it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Shauna said that you were cuddled up next to the bar with some hoe. Okay, don't act like you don't know. Start remembering, okay?
Wow.
At bar? That was my cousin Tammy.
Your cousin? I think you're full of shit, number one, because I've never heard of you having a cousin named Tammy.
Yeah, she's staying here for a semester. We just went out for some drinks.
Well, why the hell haven't I ever heard of her before, and why haven't I seen her?
I told you I was going out, didn't I?
No, you didn't tell me you were going out. And another thing, why the hell were you getting all up on her?
It was loud at the bar, and I was trying to listen to her.
Yeah, okay. So why the f*** are you sending her roses?
She likes roses. I thought they would add, I don't know, a little color to a place.
Oh, bullshit. She's not your f***ing cousin. You're lying.
I swear to you, this is my cousin.
Well, then you must be a cousin, because no one romantic roses and goes home with somebody that they're not sleeping with.
What are you talking about?
Cousin, you're a cousin.
You're insane.
Oh, I'm insane.
Okay, I think he's gone. Well,
whatever.
Well, that's a couple of fines waiting to happen.
Yeah, if you could have waited another maybe 30 seconds, we could have found out what was going to go on the card.
I could not wait. I'm so enraged right now. I couldn't even wait.
I can hear it in your voice.
He might have signed a cousin. Who knows?
I mean, is he serious?
Yeah. Here's what I think, Chrissy. I think you're going to be okay. I think you've got the personality. You'll be fine. You're probably better off without this dude.
Yeah, because he's a feeding liar, but I'm still enraged about this. I don't like to be lied to.
Right. No one does.
I wouldn't lie to you.
Well,
Jesus.
All right. Talk to you later, Chrissy. Thanks for listening to the show.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
There are some people you don't cross in this world. Chrissy is one of them.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.